Dave Lyon is standing near his water taxi in Homer's Harbor. All year round, he transports hikers and day trippers to Ketchmack Bay State Park. He says Gruent Glacier is a top destination.
They usually just love it. It's beautiful. A lot of folks will swim in the lake and swim out to icebergs and climb up on them, and they just say it's a spectacular experience.
The glacier flows into a wide lake, which is surrounded by mountains. Lyon says he takes visitors from all over the world to see it.
You're going to be out there with maybe 30 to 100 of your best friends on a given day in the summer. It's a crowded trail.
But there's cracks in the mountain slope beside the glacier. The rock there is weak and at risk for falling into the lake. That's what happened in 1967. Lyon wasn't there at the time, but he's heard about it.
It was a cataclysmic event, and Homer could hear it, and it was like a rumbling explosion, and it was the entire side of the mountain falling into the water.
Scientists agree this landslide was one for the books.
In the list of probably the top 10 landslides that happened anywhere in the world in the 20th century.
Geologist Brentwood Higman says luckily no one was there for the landslide and tsunami back in the late 60s. But things are different now. More visitors are at the glacier, which is receding, and with the retreating ice, so follows the natural buttress for the mountain rock beside it. More melting ice also means more water in the lake, so when rocks fall into the lake, it could mean a bigger wave. That's not to say there's any certainty that a large landslide and tsunami will happen, but the possibility of more rains brought by more extreme weather, driven by climate change, makes Higman nervous.
I mean, we all take risks in life. I think it's worth going up to Gruent Lake. I'm not really suggesting people don't do that. I would suggest that camping on the beach is maybe not a good idea.
In the meantime, he and his colleagues hope to get the tools to predict the next big slide.
And you can look for clues that suggest things might be starting to move.
Ed Berg teaches geology at Kenai Peninsula College. He says scientists in Europe are already monitoring mountains for landslides. He says if a mountainside is shifting at a measurable rate,
then that would be a sign that it's going to fail, you know, sooner or later.
Back at his water taxi, Dave Lyon says a potential slide isn't going to deter him.
It's a great hike, you know. And what am I going to tell people? Stay home, be afraid. Don't go outside.
He's just returned from Ketchmack Bay State Park, where he'd taken a load of day trippers. His large brown dog, Pika, is at his side.
There's only so much time left to experience some of these great things that we have here before our world changes irrevocably.
In the meantime, he says it's important to share the place with others. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.